smile the while.
Okay. And give your thanks a little.
For you lift
your hands to the one who loves you best. Turn and shake your neighbor's hand and give the world a smile.
Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me, if you would, to 2 Corinthians. Here we go again, these old glasses. I don't know what it is about. It might be that light glaring down on these glasses, but they sure don't work too good right here trying to read. But anyway, huh?
You need me to turn it off?
No, I couldn't see nothing then. I guess I'm just a little complainer. No, we're really blessed, are we not? Even though that the world's upside down, so to speak, and everything seems like that. You know, it's going haywire. I was listening to a preacher this morning. He was talking about the third day. And we are into the third day. And I can't remember exactly what he was saying about it. But he was saying that we were in the third day. And on the third day, the Lord was going to step out and call us home. And we were close. Very close, and I praise the Lord for that, really. We are living in an exciting times. I thank God that He allowed me to live in this time. Even though that there's troubles on every hand, and we've gotten to the place that sometimes we don't feel as good as we used to, but it's still exciting times in the Lord's work. And He's wanting us to do some things. I believe that. I believe that He wants us to do some things because He's left us all here for a certain purpose. Amen. We have a purpose in knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior. I'm so thankful for that this morning. 2 Corinthians, if you will. And verse 12. Let's look at verse 12 of chapter 1. And read down through verse 24, okay? Verse 12, the Bible says, "For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincere, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to you would. For we write none other things unto you than what ye read or acknowledge. And I trust ye shall acknowledge even to the end. As also ye have acknowledged us in part, that we are your rejoicing, even as you also are ours in the day of our Lord Jesus. And in this confidence, I was minded to come unto you before that you might have a second benefit, and to pass by you into Macedonia, and to come again out of Macedonia unto you, and of you be brought on my way toward Judea. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness, or the things that I purposed? Do I purpose according to the flesh that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? But as God is true, our word today, you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea." In other words, yes. "All the promises of God in him, yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." Now he who established us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God, who have also sealed us and given us earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Moreover, I call God for a record upon my soul that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth, not for that we have domination, over your faith, but a helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand. Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege and honor to be in God's house today, to try to bring a message, Lord, of yours. And I thank you. Lord, I pray that, Lord, you just use this message this morning. And I believe you will. I believe, Lord, this is what we need for the day and time that we're living in. And Lord, I pray that you would just use it for your honor and your glory. Thank you for everything you do, and bless those that are sick, wherever they might be, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I've got a message here that I believe that would help us if we'll just listen to it this morning, and if we'll just take hold of it. And I believe that I could say that, yes, God. Yes, God. I have three point message this morning, and that is, first of all, yes. Second, endure. And third, is that we're to serve. So we see yes and endure and serve. That's what we want to talk to you about this morning. Yes, in other words, to God. And I'm going to use that verse 20 of what we read this morning. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and unto him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Glory of God by us. In other words, that word yes. An important word when we're serving God. Yes, God, we'll do it. Yes, God, you're important. Yes, God, you love us. Yes, God, we're thankful. Yes, God, there's everything in you and not anything in us except for the love of God in our life and the grace that has been brought to us by you. First of all, I want to say to you this morning that it will probably be shorter than usual. And so let's just, if you listen fast, then we'll slow down and let you hear most of it anyway, okay? And take it to heart if you will. Now, I don't get in God's pulpit just to be doing it. I get in there that I hopefully that through God helping me and me being his servant, him helping you with the message that God gives us, okay? That is my yes to God. You know, God, it says here in that verse of scripture, it's our text this morning, for all the promises of God and him are yes. Or it says yea. I'm going to say yes. And that's what he's saying. And in him, amen, unto the glory of God. Now, if it's in him, the promises of God, God has promised us a lot of things, has he not? We can look back in the Bible, we can find a whole lot of promises that God has used and he's given to us. One of them comes to my mind, and I'm always took it to heart, that is, God says he's going to not forsake me, he's going to go with me even to the end of the way. And that's what he's done. Every promise that God has ever given to us, we can rely on, I guarantee you. I might promise you something, and it may slip my mind. I might promise you something, and something might come up, and I forget it. But not God. God promises something you can rely on it. Rely on it, okay? So remember that. And in God's word, I'm going to be using a few scriptures, so you can follow along with me if you want to. Now, first of all, I feel like that yes to God is to yield to Him. Yield to God. You see, God saved your soul, did He not? He came into your life and saved your soul by the way of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicted you, and you asked the Lord to save you, and He came into your heart, and you got saved. Most of you, if not all of you, have been saved a pretty good while. And I thank God for that, too. So I'm sure that we yielded to God many times. But we ought to yield to God. It says that in Romans 6, verse 13, yield yourself unto God. So you remember that. Some Christians want God's will for their lives. But a lot of times, they're unwilling to yield everything to God. My friend, don't ever want God's will to be done in your life and you follow His footsteps if you're not willing to move your feet. Okay? I told you that before. I thought it was really good. That's the reason I told you again. Yes, God. That's what I'm talking to you about this morning. Means total commitment to God's entire will. That sounds hard, don't it? But not really. It's not really hard. If God's living within you through the Holy Spirit, then it's not hard at all. Because He's going to make sure that you do it. And if you don't follow His will, then something liable to happen. Okay? We know that from experience because it's happened to me. There must be no reservation, excuse me, I'll get it right in a minute. I guess I'm thinking about revelation too. But reservations when it comes to surrendering our will to God's will. We don't need any reservations whatsoever. It ought to be yes, God, and that's it. Amen? And that's what I'm trying to tell you this morning. Now, it ought to be in our private life. What ought to be in our private life? Our secret prayer life. God says get in the closet and pray, doesn't He? Well, He don't mean to get in a dark closet somewhere with your clothes. No, He's not talking about that. He's talking about having a place of your own that you can get, and it may be dark there in that place, and that's fine. God's the light, and if you're talking to Him, then why worry about it, huh? So you see, He's talking about our private life, secret prayer. And we ought to have a secret prayer life. We also ought to have a devotion life time. In our Christian life, trying to do God's will, we ought to have a devotion. Every day of our life, we ought to have some devotion to Him. And for us, we ought to have deeds that we do in our life, in our Christian life. Not only that, there's times in our private life we have attitudes, don't we? My wife says I have a bad attitude sometimes. And she's right. She's right. I do. But you know what? It's then that I have to say I'm sorry. You think about it. All of us are still living in the old nature, are we not? God has not eradicated our body yet. Mm-mm. But one of these days, it's going to be, we're going to have a glorified body, likened to the Son of God. So you see, our attitudes sometimes get kind of bad You know, maybe we feel bad or something in our body. But listen, don't let our body's feelings have anything to do with it. Okay? Well, yes, we ought to have an attitude, but it ought to be for the Lord. Amen? All right, so yield your body and your life and your soul, your heart, everything you got to the Lord. And say, yes, God. That's not hard to say, is it? Huh? Well, I want you to say it out loud. Now, yes, God. Say it. Come on.
Yes, God.
All right. Now, was that hard to do? Did you really mean it? It ought to be, yes, God. Amen. Not no God. We can't know that. Being as once to ever saying no to God. It'll get us in trouble, sure enough. If you don't believe it, don't try it. Because I can tell you, it will. Okay? So, yes, God. There's a will of yielding in your life. Now, yielding to God is the first step, a step towards successful Christian living. Turn with me to Romans chapter 6, if you will. I want to read verse 16, I believe it is. All right. I'm taking my time, so you can turn there if you want to. If you found it. All right. Verse 16 of chapter 6. It says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves, servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that former doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. And I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members' service to uncleanness and iniquity, even so now you, your members, servants, to righteousness unto holiness. Amen? Amen. Righteousness unto holiness. Now, in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3, and I'm not going to give you time to go there, but it says, thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That simply saying, say yes to God, and when you say yes to God, endure for God also. There may be those who yielded themselves to God, but when storms raging, the battle comes, full blast, and they lack the stamina to endure. Or, you know, a lot of us have this like that, don't we? To endure. We have to endure hardships for the glory of God, do we not? When times come like it is today, look up. Jesus is coming soon. And trust the Lord that he knows exactly what's happening. And I'm going to say to you today, he does. I know he does. He's still on the throne. He knows exactly what's happening. And in fact, I believe that he has a purpose for it, to draw us closer to him. But it seems like a lot of times, just like 9/11, you know what happened on 9/11? People began to get in church and they were going gung-ho for the Lord, so to speak. What happened? Wasn't long before they was out again, wasn't it? That's what happened in 9/11, and I'm seeing it right now. You know, the things happening today, you never thought would happen in your lifetime, would it? Well, you know, this epidemic is not over with yet. It's coming back across, you watch. People don't listen to what God has to say. They, like I said last Sunday, the apple, I think it was last Sunday, might have been the Sunday before last. Anyway, they have a good time. Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you want a good time, serve God. Give it to God, your time, and you can have a good time. I'm going to tell you, I've had a better time since I got saved than I would have if I hadn't been saved. I love to go to revivals. When I go to revivals and get blessed, that's a good time for me. I enjoy going to God's house. I enjoy trying to say what I want to say, even now, after a certain length of time in my age. I just enjoy being in God's house with God's people and rejoicing over what God's done for us. So rejoice, the Bible says. Rejoice, and I say rejoice. And what will we have to rejoice in other than the love of God? Now, you can have a good time all you want to out there, but something's going to happen as you, I'm telling you, something's going to happen, and you ain't going to like it. So what I'm telling you today, just be happy in the Lord, rejoice in the Lord, and rejoice in serving Him, and enduring for the Lord. 2 Timothy again, I want to read it to you. Thou therefore endure in hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. What does it take to endure? Being a good soldier of Jesus Christ. There may be those who give themselves to God, but they don't have that stamina to endure when things come along like things have come along in the last year or so. Christians are subject to testing. They're subject to trials, and they're subject to tribulations. But God has a purpose in what He allows to happen to us. Did you know that? Everyone knows. God has a purpose. Look, you think about Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Slipped my mind. I was going to quote it. Maybe I'll quote it later. It slipped my mind. All of you know it anyway, don't you? If you don't know it, let's turn to Romans chapter 8, and I'm going to read it to you. Okay? It's close to what we're talking about. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. That's what I knew it, but I cannot quote it. Anyway, I'm glad God's word was there where I can read it. Determination is necessary for endurance. Are we determined to do what God tells us to do? I am determined to follow Jesus. Amen. And we all ought to be determined to follow Jesus. Determination is necessary. Say yes, God, and that means to keep on keeping on regardless of the situation that's happening or the circumstances that are around us. We keep on keeping on for the glory of God. I know. You know, what's happening in the day and time that we're living in. We ought to keep on keeping on for the glory of God. Because the more that things happen, I believe the closer that we ought to get to God. I'm just crazy enough to believe that. And when we get close enough to God, then we feel His presence And when we feel His presence, then we can be happy in the Lord, we can rejoice in the Lord, and we can even shout sometime in the Lord. And I know some people don't believe in shouting, but I'm here to tell you, if you don't believe in shouting, you don't want to go to heaven, because the Bible says there is going to be shouting on the hills of glory. Doesn't it say that? And you know what? I'm looking forward to that myself, aren't you? And when we look forward to that, then we have some endurances that we have to go through with in this life that we're living in. And we have the stamina to endure by God's help, then everything will be all right. Amen? Come on, give me an amen.
Amen.
Thank you. It's necessary. And I'll tell you something else is necessary. Patience is necessary also. But I found out a long time ago, don't ask for patience if you don't want them. Because if you get them, sometimes it's rough on you. Amen? But it's necessary if we endure for God. We must wait in faith and have happy expectations for God's way, and it will be done. All right, now turn with me to James chapter 5, if you will, by the way of that thought. James chapter 5, verse 11. When you found it, hold your Bible up with it. Amen. All right. James chapter 5, verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. Amen. He's of tender mercy, isn't he? So what is impatience and endurance going to hurt? Because if you say yes to God, we're to endure for God. Amen? Now, let's use the last thing, and I'm really going to let you all out early today. How about this? Serve with God. What is it? Yes, yield to God. Yield to God, endure for God, and then serve with God. Y-E-S. Amen? Now, serve with God. And look with me now in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 1. You got your Bible open at 2 Corinthians probably. Let's turn over to chapter 6, and it's verse 1. I may read another verse or two. It says, we then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Do not, as we work together with him, receive the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee and accepted, and in the day of salvation I have succored thee. Now, behold is the accepted time. Behold now is the day of salvation. And I can't understand why people don't realize that they need to be saved that they can go to heaven. I don't understand that. And I reckon the reason I don't understand that is I realized it a long time ago. Today is the day of salvation for anybody to come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior. He's not going to turn anybody away. He loves us and he cares for us. And no one ever cared for us like him. And he tells us that today is the day of salvation. And you tell people that today, oh, I got plenty of time. Well, if they knew what God's word says, I would not be wanting to take that, would you? No. I'd be wanting to get saved right now, I believe, if the Holy Spirit was, you know, talking to me. Wouldn't you? I'm sure you would, yeah. All right. We then as workers together with him, the Bible says that in the verse of scripture we read. Verse 1, 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Some are willing to yield themselves to God and even endure for him, yet they fail to do God's work. Now how is that? Huh? Some fail because of complacency. And you know what complacency is, don't you? Sure you do. All right? A lot of people are right in that little safety zone right now. That little box, so to speak. They're getting along just fine. I don't need God. I pray that they think about that a little bit more. Because even though I'm saved, I need God more than I did yesterday. Okay? They lack concern, in other words. Others fail because of inferiority complex or feelings. They lack confidence and they lack courage. But I'm here to tell you, God gives you confidence, does he not? Sure. We have to trust God for concern and courage to be workers together with him. The value of a soul is beyond estimation. So, what are we doing when we serve him? We are witnessing for him. And I'm here to tell you there's a lot of people out there that are looking at our lives. If we claim to be saved and don't know it, they're looking at our lives. In other words, what I'm saying is the value of one soul is beyond estimation. Yes, God. I'll work for you. Yes, God. I'll do your will. Yes, God means working with God to bring souls to Jesus Christ. And we're not alone. He goes with us all the way. Every step that we make, he's with us if we're working for him. Look at 1 Corinthians, if you will. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians for a minute. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. Paper clip there, and then I messed it up. It says right here in verse 9 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building, and according to the grace of God, in verse 10, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how that he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than it is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Well, let's go on and read the rest of it. Now, if any man build upon the foundation gold, silver, and precious stone, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's works shall be burned, then he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so is by fire. I don't want to be saved, yet so is just by fire, do you? I want some rewards to lay at Jesus' feet. And I hope that God has some rewards for me. Not for me because that I've done anything, but for me that I can lay them at His feet because He did it all. He's did it all for me, and He's did it all for you. So remember, yes to God, yield, endure, and what? Serve. That's important, isn't it? And I believe it. If you'll do it that way, everything will be all right. And I'm here to tell you today that everything's all right in the Father's house. Let's bow our heads. Jesus, again, we pray. And again, we ask you, Lord, have your right way in every heart and every life. Father, help us to be what you'd have us to be. We know not, Lord, what it's going to be. But we do know that, Lord, you're still in control. And Lord, I believe that you're coming soon. And Lord, I want you to work in my life more than you ever have before. Lord, give me what I need. And help us all to say yes to you in the day and time that we're living in today. Thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
.388, if I'm not mistaken. Have thine own way.
.388. Have thine own way. When you come to the altar, there's a lot of times you come to pray for somebody else. And I realize that, but it's a lot of times people won't come to the altar because they have that little inferiority complex that, you know, somebody might say something about me coming to the altar. I claim to be saved. Well, the altar is for people to be saved, yes. But the altar also is for the Christian. We need, once in a while, to ask the Lord to help us. Amen. Thank you. appreciate you listening this morning. I'm here to...